Our guest at the cafe this morning is Northeast Texas economist, Dr. Dale Funderburk. Dale, good morning.
Good morning to you, Mark.
So I came across an article that really struck me and I thought was very interesting. And the headline is, Texas enters 2021 as the world's ninth largest economy by gross domestic product compared to other countries in the world, not states. The ninth largest economy in the world compared to other countries. That's pretty remarkable.
It is. As a matter of fact, if Texas were a country, its economy would be the ninth largest in the world. I'll throw in for Texas. We always compare ourselves to California. Now, California would be the fifth largest in the world, but
that did
put us ahead of Brazil, starting this year.
Yeah. So, and this is not all that new, in that Texas was previously the 10th largest economy. That puts us ahead of Canada and South Korea. That's pretty impressive. So,
it really is. Of course, you know, the U.S. itself is the largest, and you have China, Japan, and Germany. But we're right up there with France and Italy, just in that top-tier group.
Mm-hmm. This comes from the Texas Economic Development Corporation, or at least some of the comments here.
They are. Now, the data here is from the International Monetary Fund and World Bank.
Okay.
But these are measured in a similar way, so I do think legitimate numbers, even though it is the Texas Development Group that's talking about these numbers right now.
Yeah. And the CEO of that organization, Robert Allen, says Texas is well positioned to outperform economically, regardless of the challenges that may lie ahead.
And that is actually following up on some discussion we've had earlier, you know, the favorable business climate that we have had here in Texas, not having a federal income tax, not having as many regulations as some of the competitor states out there, that has positioned us well.
Mm-hmm. Texas, and this is a separate report, this is from Forbes, another very reputable organization and publication. Texas is ranked first in the nation for its growth prospects. This is coming from Forbes. So that's another encouraging bit of information there.
It is. And as a matter of fact, one of the things mentioned that too, but has been well publicized, is that in the last year, 2020, that we had either some relocations or expanded operations by giants such as Amazon, Tesla, HP, Oracle, and another group, CBRE, which most of us know better as Coldwell Banker.
Oh, yeah.
A huge real estate firm.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what CBRE was. I saw that too. So, but Amazon, Tesla, HP, Oracle, all moving or expanding their operations to Texas in 2020. So now there's another article I saw. We very frequently see something that Dr. Ray Perryman says. He's probably the best known economist in Texas. And he was speaking in Tyler recently, and that's pretty close to home.
And, it is, yeah.
And he says the East Texas economy is showing good signs of coming back.
Yeah, I might mention what the area that Dr. Perryman is talking about on that when he says the East Texas economy. The Texas Workforce Commission designates different areas, and that's about a 14-county region that does not include Hunt or Commerce, but is centered in Tyler, Longview, Marshall, those three areas, but slightly more rapid recovery there or in the East Texas area than the state as a whole.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He says before the pandemic, East Texas saw more than a decade of growing economic development. And again, he's confident that things are going to come back. He says East Texas has made up about 70% of the job losses that occurred because of the pandemic.
Right, and a point there to get back to where we were. You have to pick up that 70%, but then also a year of growth was left. So it's actually the road back is a bit more than that 70% even.
Yeah. Now he puts a lot of stock in the vaccine and the importance of the vaccine, and thinks that as more people get the vaccine, within, he thinks, around 6 months or so, we'll have enough people vaccinated that we'll really start to see some comeback in East Texas then.
And that's going to be key, not only in East Texas, but nationally there. Now, the question is whether East Texas will accept the vaccine and receive it as quickly as other parts of the country.
Well, and we're almost out of time, but there's a Dallas Morning News article, not to be too rosy here, that sounds a more somber note, and it says that a lot of Texans still are very leery of the vaccine and reluctant to take it. So that could slow things down if that continues. And this same survey kind of indicated, for whatever reason, despite some of the numbers we've just been talking about, people not feeling that the Texas economy is particularly good or better than the rest of the country. So.
Yeah, but when you look at polls, a year of being locked down, that does affect people's confidence in the economy and their sense of well-being.
Sure it does. All right, Dale, good to talk to you again over the phone line. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us, so to speak, this morning.
Well, my pleasure. Maybe we'll get together face-to-face again soon when we get these vaccinations.
I hope so. Dr. Dale Funderburk, Northeast Texas economist. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.